This photo was a complete accident in more ways than one, but I actually really like it. So I was headed to work with my D200 over my shoulder. I had no intentions of capturing anything really good. I just figured I might as well take my camera with me instead of leaving it in my backpack on the way to work. Just have it around my shoulder in case something comes up. And I'm walking past this frozen puddle with some leaves in it, and I figured I might as well just see what I can get. So I got down low, took a few shots, and I wasn't really happy with them, mostly because I didn't like the angle. I thought I would get this leaf sitting at the edge of the puddle here, and I decided the only way to fix this was to literally lay down on the ground to get a much better angle. And I felt just a tad self-conscious doing that, even though there was no one around. As I've mentioned before, it's something that I struggle with, this whole silly notion of being self-conscious, as if anyone passing is really going to care. But yet, it's still something I'm working at. So I shot this at before I get ahead of myself here. So I laid down on the ground, I'm taking a few shots, and I decided to shoot this at f3.3 to get some depth of field, but not too shallow. There's actually, it's interesting, if you go back and look at last week's photo of the bus and the truck, there's actually a shallower depth of field here than in last week's. But last week's was shot at f1.8. So why is that different? Why is there a shallower depth of field here, a blurrier background, even though the aperture's smaller? Well, the difference is here I was much closer to the subject. I was maybe a foot and a half away versus in the other one I was 5 feet away, give or take. So it just illustrates that there's many components to shallow depth of field in this case. And the bottom line is you have to know how to operate your camera and how to make it do what you want it to do. If you've got a kit lens, you can still get these nice shallow depth of field photos. To get a photo like this, you would need to be really close to your subject. Otherwise, if you open up your kit lens to like 18 millimeters and a nice 3.5 aperture, it's not going to look like this. It's going to be a little wide of an angle. So you'll need to get a more telephoto view, but that means your aperture is going to be smaller in your kit lens. But anyway, you can still get the shallow depth of the shallow depth of field like this on a kit lens. You just have to know how to use the equipment that you've got. So anyway, I clicked the shutter a few times. I'm down on the ground, f3.3. I clicked the shutter a few times. I got up and I went to work. And later that day, when I loaded the photos into Lightroom, this was the only one I liked, but it was massively overexposed. If you go to the blog, you can click on a link, and it's like virtually all white. It was a huge bummer because I actually liked the picture, and I thought, well, maybe I could go back there later and take another picture, but I didn't really want to do that. So I was just kind of bummed. I quickly lowered the exposure by a stop and a half. I lowered the highlights, and I figured the photo was a total loss. Shut down Lightroom, didn't think about it. Well, later, I came back to Lightroom, and I actually liked what I saw. The clipped areas, I realized they looked like frost on the leaf, and I thought that was pretty cool. This photo, looking at it, just know it has blatantly been manipulated. This is not an actual representation of reality, because in reality, there was no frost on the leaf. Well, maybe really just a super light coating of frost, but not like this. And the lesson here is that photography, to use the line from Forrest Gump, it's like a box of chocolates. Sometimes you never know what you're going to get. On the blog, I talk about how, very briefly at the end, I talk about how a lot of cameras now have electronic viewfinders, and so you can see exactly what you're going to get. The photos adjusted on the fly as you're tweaking your exposure settings and whatnot. And if I had a mirrorless camera, say with electronic viewfinder, I would have never gotten this photo because I would have seen right away, oh, it's overexposed. I don't want that. And I would have missed this cool opportunity. So not that electronic viewfinders are bad. I think they're really good. But it just goes to show that sometimes that element of serendipity, these happy accidents that happen in photography, can be really cool things. They don't always turn out right, but they can be really cool. So trust your instincts. Don't always trust the camera to get things right.